Technology has been a great asset in expanding our communication. These days, we can communicate via text, email, Facebook, tweet, and Snapchat. And much of the new norm is to reach out with these new virtual forms. But I believe with all my heart that using our voice is still our most important way to communicate. We are human beings, and our humanity relies on a certain amount of intimacy, which is cultivated by touch, feeling, and voice. Say it's a friend's birthday, we post happy birthday on Facebook. Or if we're checking in with a parent, we might send him or her a text. But what if we called them instead? Think about the difference between I love you, spoken to someone you really care about, versus the emojied I heart you. The spoken word is always going to be more meaningful. True human intimacy can't be replaced with an emoji or an app, especially as we are more and more disconnected due to our virtual connectedness. We need to take time out to connect to our family, friends, and community in real time, hearing our real voice, not just our social media one. And in our professional life, using our voice is especially important because you can't tweet your presentation or text your interview. You have to learn to do what I call giving great voice. I call it giving great voice because when we're expressing ourselves with our voices, it's actually a beautiful gift we're giving. When we take the time to call someone on their birthday or speak with them in person, it's special. It's a gift. As Sherry Turkle says in her book, Reclaiming Conversation, quote, human relationships are rich and they're messy and they're demanding, and we clean them up with technology. And when we do, we sacrifice our conversation for mere connection, unquote. Open-ended conversations are risky and imperfect. There's no spell check or time to make it look just right. Face-to-face or voice-to-voice intimacy requires courage and vulnerability, but the rewards of creating and sustaining meaningful relationships makes it worth it. So how do we give great voice? How do we use this powerful communication tool most effectively in our lives? I've been a voice actor and an actor for over 25 years. And I think the secret is to start to think like an actor. I believe that each of us can become a voice actor in our own lives. The first tip is to think about your intention when you speak. Do you want to inspire, command, calm, cajole? And how can your voice communicate that intention? For example, say you're going to ask your teenager to pick up his socks for the 100th time. You probably wouldn't use the same tone with him that you would use to ask your boss for a raise. So what's the difference? Your intention. And your intention changes the tone. How we say, please pick up your socks, is going to have much more of an impact than the actual words we use. The old saying, you can attract a lot more bees with honey than vinegar, is a good analogy. So say it with a sweet sound instead of a sour sound, and you might just get them to pick them up again. My father, who was my first acting teacher, used to say, I love you can mean 1,000 different things. It can mean, I love you, or I need money. It can mean, have a good day, or I hate you. He would explain, the intention is much more important than the words themselves. Understanding this is the first step in learning how to give great voice. So the next time you're thinking of texting your bestie or instant messaging your parents, why not pick up the phone and give great voice instead? You might just make their day.